It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, working their way through their last few hours of the hard life that is radio before they and 90 of our listeners and Frank all go off to Cancun, where we get to feel so sorry for them while we're enjoying our beautiful weather here next week. They will be off.
Getting sunburnt and.
Yeah.
Sand and
eating every
stuff.
2 hours.
Eating,
yeah.
Eating
well, you can do that here, I guess.
Eating too much and drinking too much and not having to pay for it.
Well, yeah. There you go.
That's the difference. Yeah. I actually have an all-you-can-eat plan at home. My wife comes up and says, that's all you can eat. It's time for the Harris Challenge. If you haven't played in the last 30 days, phone lines are open now. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town or any other. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and good food. And every Thursday night, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and amazing food there as well. If you want to find out more, go to their website, wellhungarians.net. All right, let's move right on to our first contestant today on the Harris Challenge. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just ready to relax this weekend. I was outside all week working, so I'm ready to be inside and relax.
And warm, too.
Yes, yes.
What were you doing outside? It was like 0 degrees yesterday morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish some projects up, and Monday and Tuesday I worked in a freezer that was minus 15.
Oh!
Oh. I was going to say a regular freezer would be a warm-up from outside if it was like 30, 32 or 36, but no.
The sun was much appreciated when I was in the sun, so it worked.
Why were you in a minus 15 freezer?
I'm an electrician. They had a lighting issue. Had some problems, so I called them to fix it.
What does somebody keep in a freezer that minus 15 degrees?
It was a distributor for one of the local grocers.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. It's minus 15, and then you go outside and you go, wow, it's one. I found a degree.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I am sweating
out here. Holy cow. All right, let's turn on a semi-random category computer. As the categories have the questions, the questions have the points. That's how the Harris Challenge works. And here are the three you can choose from, led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? They're all going to be pretty topical this week. Category two, Je Suis Charlie. Well, we were inspired by the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists who were murdered by those thugs in Paris this week. This is a category that has absolutely nothing to do about that story, but it has to do with people or characters named Charlie. Category three, Oregon versus Ohio State. They will play each other Monday night in the national championship game. And this category has nothing to do about football. So, which of those would you like, Brian, Evan?
How about have you been the first one?
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Evan five questions of varying point levels, 1 through 5. And he has 60 seconds to answer all of them. If you don't know one immediately and you want to pass and come back to it, you can do that and see if you can figure it out later on, as long as 1 minute has not expired, because that's when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And if you've gotten at least half of the 15 points, 8 or better, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right. Oh, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts as big as your head, by the way.
Oh, they are huge. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theater. Free movie passes. You might want to go see The Hunger Games that's still in theaters. Or,
by the way, that's for Mockingjay Part 1. We can't give you a pass for Mockingjay Part 2 yet because it's not out.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to wait till next year.
Or you may choose The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the 13th in the series of Hobbit movies, I believe.
Probably. We have a free bowling party.
Bowling. Oh, wait.
What in the world? Real lanes to choose from. Crest Bowl in Florissant.
Well,
or Homer Kingpin
Homer
lanes.
Likes bowling, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's right, Homer.
And speaking of The Simpsons, tomorrow night, Mythbusters are back for their new season. And Adam and Jamie are going to take on Simpsons myths. They're going to try to recreate things that were on It's a cartoon, but they're going to try to recreate them in real life.
See if you can take a radiation green pipe on your back against your skin.
Yeah.
See if that'll work.
Yeah. That's on the Discovery Channel tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Prize Man. Back to you.
That's okay. This free bowling party is either at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant.
Mm-hmm.
You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane. Plus, you get a one large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So those are your choices if you win. If you don't win, I will have to punish you. But if you want to win all the prizes, get all the questions right for a clean sweep at 15.7. Your category, again, is have you been paying attention? Are you ready?
Oh, the prize package
is
well over.
How much is it worth?
Yeah, the prize package. How much is it worth if he wins all of it?
Let me do some math here. Over $1 million. Thank you, prize man. Evan, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, put 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose appearance did people protest in Canada this week with signs saying rape is no joke?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Who were the men named Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader when the new Congress convened this week?
Vic McDonald, or I don't know. I'll pass.
What was chosen as best TV show at this week's People's Choice Awards?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the four players chosen for the Baseball Hall of Fame this week.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy? Nope, that's it.
Five-pointer. What company has been serving fried yucca, corn pancakes, and salads in Venezuela to make up for a shortage of French fries?
I'll say McDonald's.
You're correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who were the men named Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader when the new Congress convened this week?
I don't know.
I believe earlier you were trying to say Dick McDickerson.
Wait. Phil McCracken, one of
Dick
the two.
Dickerson.
If you had said those, I would have given you the points. It's Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. And by the way, you said the unit. That's my nickname. Randy Johnson is the big unit, and believe me, there's a difference. The other three are Pedro Martinez, John Schmaltz.
Schmaltz.
What's that on your sweater? Oh, no, I got some Schmaltz on me. And Craig Biggio would be the fourth guy there. So let's see how you did here. You got five for McDonald's, three for the Big Bang Theory, one for Cosby, one for Johnson. That's 10 points, Evan. You're a winner.
Sweet.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself.
I am 33 with a big old family.
How many?
Three kids, two dogs, and a wife.
Wow. And the wife appreciates coming in third in that contest. Jeremy, you better win something.
Actually,
for
sixth.
Them here.
I mean, if you count everybody individually, she came in sixth.
That's true. And didn't even get her name on the radio. Which category would you like? Je suis Charlie, Oregon versus Ohio State, or it happened in 2007?
It happened in 2007.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Jeremy, let's play the Harris Challenge. What product did Steve Jobs introduce to the world 8 years ago?
iPod.
The iPhone. Who was elected the first female Speaker of the House in 2007? Three-pointer. What was the name of the final full book in the Harry Potter series?
Pass. I'll come back to it.
What is the name of the stadium in London that opened in 2007?
Wembley.
Correct. Five-pointer. Which media mogul acquired Dow Jones & Company, including the Wall Street Journal, in 2007?
Go back to the three-pointer, Deathly Hallows.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is correct. Who is the media mogul, and who was the first female Speaker of the House? They are not the same answer.
Media mogul for what company?
He acquired Dow Jones & Company and the Wall Street Journal. What if I told you he also owns Fox? Rupert Murdoch is his name, and Nancy Pelosi was the first female Speaker of the House. And let's see how you did here. All you got was 3 points for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. No, wait a second. You also got Wembley, didn't you?
I did get one more.
Yeah, so you got that. But unfortunately, three and four is only seven, Jeremy. And that's not past the halfway threshold, and so I will have to punish you. I went into the archives today looking for something we haven't used in a while. And I can't remember the last time we did use this. But as soon as I saw it, I said, let's drag it out again. Ladies and gentlemen, here, singing a duet originally done by Elton John and Kiki D for your dining and dancing pleasure, may I introduce ODB and Macy Gray. Okay. 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 Okay.
It was painful.
Wow.
That is better than my wife singing.
Wow.
Oh, you hit her again.
Wow. Really, Jeremy, have a nice weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Sing.
Thank you for playing. Let's go to our next contestant. Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Just great.
Good.
How are you doing?
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say hi to my wife, Dolores, and my kids, Josh and Jessica, and just glad to be here.
All right. Which category would you like? Je suis Charlie, Oregon versus Ohio State, or they got a new stadium?
Oregon, Ohio State.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which is larger, Oregon or Ohio?
Oregon.
Correct. Ohio is the Buckeye State. What is Oregon? The Beaver State, the Cascade State, or the Green Tree State?
Beaver.
Correct. Which state does the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail go through? Ohio or Oregon?
Oregon.
Correct. For 2 points each, name the most populous cities in Ohio and Oregon.
Cincinnati and Portland.
Portland is right, but it's Columbus, Ohio, that's got more people. Which became a state first, Oregon or Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah, pretty much the becoming a state thing moved east to west, and so Ohio was 17th, Oregon was 33rd. By the way, Oregon is the ninth largest in the country, Ohio is 34th. So you got everything except Columbus for a total of 13 points, Jim. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Stand by, Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we'll bring in our fourth contestant today. Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm starting a new job Monday and looking forward to it.
Well, good luck. In what field?
I do medical billing. I'm working at a skilled nursing facility.
So you deal with insurance companies all the time, don't you?
All the time.
And just my saying that phrase made your day, didn't it?
It didn't bother me.
Her skin crawl.
I've been doing it a long time.
No, you cannot be in Karen's business and hear insurance companies and make your skin crawl. It's just a part of your life, and you've been doing it a long time, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
good luck. I hope that you have that job for as long as you want to and they treat you right.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Which category do you want? Je suis Charlie or they got a new stadium?
I'm going to go for the Charlie one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Karen, let's play the Harris Challenge. In the book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who owned the chocolate factory?
Charlie. All right.
You can pass
Willy
if
Wonka.
You want.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's right. Which cartoonist created Charlie Brown?
Charles Schulz.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the actresses who played the original Charlie's Angels on TV.
Ooh, Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Jacqueline Smith.
Very good. Which product's mascot was Charlie the Tuna?
Starkist
is right. This is for the clean sweep, Karen. In what decade was Charlie Chaplin awarded an honorary Oscar for the incalculable effect he's had in making motion pictures the art form of this century? Was it the 1930s, the 1950s, or the 1970s?
I think it took a while. I'm going to say the 70s.
1972. It was an honorary Oscar after he had been banished and then finally was invited back to Hollywood. 1972. And you, Karen, got a clean sweep today.
Yay me!
Congratulations. That'll be a nice little present to start off the new career.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. And we've got time for one more, and it's you, Josh.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself.
Well, my five-second cheap plug, my kids brought home report cards today and got straight A's, so they're celebrating at Steak and Shake with Grandma and Grandpa right now.
Excellent.
And the last time I won was in October. It was a clean sweep, and the kids really enjoyed the Crest bowling party, so thank you very much.
Oh, fantastic. Did you get an even number of shoes, as I recommend?
Yeah.
Okay. Which category would you like, Josh? They got a new stadium, or they got a new stadium?
They got a new stadium.
All right, good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two NFL teams moved into MetLife Stadium in 2010?
Giants and the Jets.
That's correct. Which NFL team moved from the RCA Dome to Lucas Oil Stadium?
Indianapolis Colts.
Correct. Which NFL team plays in a stadium nicknamed the Field of Jeans?
Pass.
Which NFL team stadium, TCF Bank Stadium, is having a frigid and empty winter?
Pass.
Which team plays in the only NFL stadium with a capacity over 100,000?
San Francisco.
Dallas Cowboys. Back to the three-pointer. Which NFL team plays in a stadium nicknamed the Field of Jeans?
Oh, I'm in trouble. I'll pass that one. Number four, I'll take Buffalo Bills.
Minnesota Vikings play in TCF Bank Stadium.
I thought I was going to be good at this. I was going to pick it.
Take a guess at the field. Take a guess.
Punish me.
Take a guess at the Field of Jeans.
Of jeans?
Yeah. It's called the Field of Jeans because it's Levi's Stadium.
Okay.
And that is in San Francisco.
Okay.
That's where the Niners play. Yeah, Josh, you got the one and the two. And unfortunately, the kids are going to have to go bowling free this time. But you get to be punished.
Good to you down that about what you gonna do. Let's see hot dogs on the stick. It's been a living French trip over the back of the back in the king size bed. Pick for free, let's do the do. Oh, listen to the deal, worry, singing deja vu. This is a dream that I was lose.
Why does he mention Dionne Warwick, who had nothing to do with this song? All right. You know, in honor of American Idol coming back this week, I got to say, it sounded a little pitchy to me.
Yeah.
Which one of those two is higher is what I want to know.
Oh, it's a tie.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Josh. You want to play the Harris Challenge? Join me next Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.